Connect was launched in October of 2013, and according to the audit's findings and accounts from frustrated Floridians, it's been fraught with pitfalls ever since. At the audit hearing, Duval Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson is less than impressed by the department's lack of resolution.
So then every item is not fixed and the potential for failure still exists.
In the hot seat, Department of Economic Opportunities Director of Workforce Services, Tom Clendenning.
Senator, I would answer that question, and it is a very good question. I thank you for that. I would answer that by saying that I suppose there's always an opportunity for failure. While the overwhelming majority of the issues have been fixed, there's still work being done.
One of the most prominent complaints is that the site requires users to submit their Social Security numbers in order to sign up. The legality of this practice was called into question by the report. Clendenning says he's never heard of any agency taking issue with the practice.
In the last 15 years, no reviewing authority has ever flagged this as contrary to state law.
Other concerns, such as problems with fraud, incorrect data being entered by the system itself, erroneous charges, clients being dropped, payments being late or inconsistent, and a general lack of accountability were also mentioned in the audit. Lawmakers, like Republican Representative Debbie Mayfield of Vero Beach, say that the department and their clients have experienced a failure to communicate. Mayfield recalls the story of one of her constituents who had similar issues.
Another constituent had an employee quit, moved out of state to get a job, was fired from there, came back and filed for unemployment, and they were getting unemployment from Florida. And the employer was never made aware of it until after he called to find out why his claim went up.
Clendenning blames the messy nature of bureaucracy.
Now, in an imperfect world, that doesn't necessarily mean the notice got to that business. Occasionally, it doesn't happen. Occasionally, the wrong person doesn't seize it, and the right person doesn't see it to respond.
There is a follow-up audit, but it's scheduled for next year. And Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson says she doesn't think that's acceptable, given the amount of issues with the site.
I was hoping to hear a much better report. And another audit a year from now doesn't give me much satisfaction or much confidence in what's going on.
In its written response to the audit's findings, the department says, quote, "The DEO does not agree with a significant number of findings in the auditor's narrative." For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.